The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus. So today's reading, we see the first reading about how Samuel hears the good news and then goes out to go proclaim it. And then in our gospel, we see the healing works of Jesus. And then putting those together, right away, we could see that how this represents what we celebrate in Mass today. First, we, in our liturgy, in the beginning, we hear the good news and listen, and then allow the words to go into our hearts and then change our mind and hearts. And then later we see Jesus giving us a miracle and give us a time of healing, which is also represented by our liturgy of the Eucharist. When we receive the Eucharist, we allow the real presence of Jesus to come into our bodies and heal us. But then with that in mind, we come here every day to Mass, or for those who go to daily Mass, and then every time we come to Mass, we seem to allow Jesus to come into our hearts and be in our lives, and yet we have to ask that important question. When or what is my relationship with Jesus? What are the times that I search for him? Because there are many people, when they come to Mass, they only come to Mass just because they want to gain something. But then Jesus, you see in our gospel, he gives us this free gift of himself to us. And it's available. And then you can see in the gospel, the whole town heard the good news and then began to always search for Jesus. But then, if you think in our times, a celebrity, first they enjoy having fans around, but then what happens when there's too many fans around? And you get to question about the relationship between the celebrity and the fan, or in our case, what's our relationship with us and Jesus? What are the times that are we searching for Jesus? Is it always time when you do something bad? Is it time when you sin? That's when you search for Jesus? Or have you noticed, like, when you're happy and having that joy, do you search for Jesus or do you thank Jesus? This is something that we have to reflect on, because if we're building a relationship with Jesus, it's not just only one-sided. It should be both ways. And for everything, when we give our whole lives, because Jesus is giving this free gift to us, and then we want to return it and also give that same love that he gives us to each other. So today, with our readings, let us go back, read it again, and then reflect it in our own lives. What is your relationship with Jesus? Is it just one-sided, or are you only searching for Jesus during the times when it's getting hard or difficult?